Okay, so the first technique of facing fear is called taking the plunge. For some kids who feel ready, they can jump right into their fear. What about the kids who need to face their fears but aren't quite so brave? I sure can understand that sometimes a child or even an adult might want something less intense. Like if someone is willing but not completely sure it would work, they might need more steps to get used to facing their fears gradually. How does that work?
In day 9, we explain in some detail the process of stair-stepping. We also introduce something called SUDS, or Subjective Units of Distress. Typically, this is a scale of 1 to 10. So here's how it works. The child measures their feelings and places them on this continuum of 1 to 10. If the child feels fine, not very much anxiety at all, they're a 1 or a 2. If the child is really stressed out and very anxious, they're closer to a 9 or a 10. Your child will use this all the way up the stairs. When the child starts the process of stair-stepping, they start with the aspect of their fear that's least scary to them, say a SUD score of 1, 2, or 3. That's the first step. Once they can do that, they move up to the next step, and so on, with each step getting closer to the most fearful aspect of their anxiety. These steps are developed by your child as part of a plan to be followed. It can always be updated and tweaked as needed.
We use a scene from the movie Horse Whisperer to describe stair-stepping. The star, young Grace, has an accident on her horse, Pilgrim. Grace breaks her leg, and Pilgrim gets a gash on his chest. This causes Grace to fear riding. The horse whisperer, Tom Booker, comes to the rescue. He starts Grace with just being around horses. Next, Grace puts a saddle on a small pony and eventually begins to ride the pony and so forth until Grace saddles Pilgrim and eventually rides him again. We then draw some observations about the process and have a way for your child to create their own stair steps in the workbook.
We tell the kids about a process called habituation. For example, if you jump into a cold pool, it is painful, but if you stay in long enough, your body adapts to it. For your child, we call this adapting. Most kids aren't willing to stay with the discomfort voluntarily long enough to adapt. Along with this, we describe two ways for your child to practice exposure. One is imagining the fearful step, and the other is actually taking the step. We call this see it and do it. Kids can use either one or both of these as they develop their steps.
The whole process of exposure is absolutely crucial for kids with obsessive-compulsive disorder. One further approach that we incorporate, we name postponing. Compulsions feel almost like a command to a child. Rather than obey the command, we ask kids to postpone the response and gradually do that for longer and longer periods of time. You could do the same thing with other fears. For example, for someone afraid of crowds, you could postpone the response of escaping. This always needs to be voluntary. That's critical. If it's forced, it'll feel like the very situation that created the anxiety because they won't feel in control. But if you choose it, that's completely different.
In the journal, we have created a way to make a staircase so your child can gradually face his or her fear. You may need to help them if they get stuck and can't figure out the next step. It will help if they can carefully read the examples we have included. In order for brain functioning to change, the brain must be stressed in a structured, repetitive, predictable pattern to produce tolerance and adaptation. The goal is to do this enough times that the brain finds the initial stressor to be insignificant and boring.
Your child will need to practice stair-stepping twice a day for 5 days or longer until the fear is tolerated. This change is slower, like baking something in the oven as opposed to a microwave. Keep doing it until the fear is tolerated. We all know that kids and boredom don't mix. But when that boredom's reached, that is the sign to move to the next step.
Today and tomorrow's turnaround exercises are probably the hardest to complete, yet the most important because they break down fears into smaller parts and really help your child see his or her fear more clearly. Fears feel really big, so the more you can make them small and manageable, the better. Help them with the exercises of see it and do it. See it is a way to visualize each step before they do it. This day has a bedtime story to read to them. You may want to read it to yourself first and think about how you can best encourage your child in their progression through the stages of learning.
These last two chapters are not for the faint of heart. Any child who gets this far should get some sort of award for bravery. The series is almost over. I'm sure the last day will include some celebration. There's so much information to cover with child anxiety. I'm sure you feel like you left out so much, and yet there is so much here.